Welcome to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins. Joining me today is the co-host of the podcast, Trey Lyle. Notice I didn't say unofficial there. Maybe I'm finally starting to come around to the fact that you are my most frequented guest and pretty much the co-host of the podcast. But Trey Lyle is joining me once again as we get ready to talk about all things Major League Baseball. The season is a week old, not even a week old, almost a week old. And it's just been a fantastic season already. So many great moments, so many great highlights from around the league. And we're going to dive in to our top five moments of the Major League Baseball season so far in just a second, because I have to give you my reminder that you can find the podcast on SoundCloud or iTunes. Those are the only two platforms that we are on as of right now. So hopefully you're listening on one of those platforms. If you're not, I don't know how we got on whatever platform you're listening to. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search Foul Ball Area, give us a like and a follow. Stay up to date with all things Foul Ball Area. And while you're here listening to the podcast, make sure to take a look around our beautiful website, foulballarea.com. It really is wonderful. It's got lots of good stuff, including all of our podcasts on there. So, with all of that said, we're going to dive right in to our top five moments of the Major League Baseball season so far. Trey, what is your number five moment?
My number five moment of the year came in the first game between the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers, because it debuted the new Sunday Night Baseball crew of Alex Rodriguez, Jessica Mendoza, who's staying put after, I think, 2 years. This is her third year on Sunday Night Baseball. And the new, I think, the best play-by-play just for baseball. He stays in baseball, not any all-around. I probably put Bob Costas above him, but one of the best in baseball, Matt Vaskirjan, the voice of the MLB The Show video game, is the new Sunday Night Baseball crew. And the appearance of one Jennifer Lopez is my number five moment. J-Lo made an appearance on the show, giving her boyfriend a good old kiss, as well as allowing his son to say hello. But my favorite part is the reaction of Jessica Mendoza. If you watch it, she's just in the zone. Like, she's just paying attention to the game. Like, she's in the zone. Like, she doesn't even care that J-Lo is behind there. And speaking of J-Lo, I think has been the most impactful person in Alex Rodriguez's life, because A-Rod is now liked. I think A-Rod was probably the most hated player in baseball for a while.
Probably.
As a Yankees fan, I even hated him. And now with J-Lo, I think it's just like, especially for guys, you give him mad respect for landing a woman that is Jennifer Lopez. And so he's actually liked now. I think people like Alex Rodriguez. And so he's actually one of the best when it comes to the plate and the base, like swinging the bat. Like, I love to hear his analytics of how you should attack a pitcher and how batters are attacking pitchers. You listen to him when he was with Fox during the playoff run last year, and as well as so far on Sunday Night Baseball, he's been actually providing really good information, and it's been pretty interesting to see. But Jennifer Lopez appearing on the historic Sunday Night Baseball crew on opening day is my number five. Matt, what is your number five moment?
My number five moment, probably a lot higher on your list, is Giancarlo Stanton making his debut with the Yankees on opening day, hitting two home runs. What a way to introduce yourself to your new team. He hit two home runs on opening day. One of them was the hardest hit opposite field home run in the StatCast era. Ever since StatCast started keeping track of exit velocity, it was the hardest hit opposite field home run. Giancarlo Stanton making himself known in New York. What a way to open up your new era with the Yankees. Trey, what's your number four moment?
My number four moment was the glorious, or should I say, glorious moment in the Astros-Orioles opening day game. So I actually have two moments as a preview for my number three, but the first one is very emotional. The first pitch was thrown out by their former first base coach, Rich Dower. He tossed out the ceremonial first pitch. It was his return to Minute Maid Park. Park was very emotional, as a coach for 3 years, suffered a subdural hematoma last year and nearly died. And so it was his return to Minute Maid Park, as well as throwing out the first pitch. He received his World Series ring, so it was a very nice moment. A.J. Finch, the manager of the Astros, caught the ball, and it was a great moment to see in a very emotional night for the Houston Astros.
That was a terrific moment. That great moment down there in Houston.
Your number four, Matthew Atkins.
My number four moment of the season so far is really not really just one moment, but just the fact that Pablo Sandoval, Matt Kemp, and Ichiro Suzuki are all back with their former teams. The other night on opening day, I was watching that Giants-Dodgers game, and Pablo Sandoval and Matt Kemp were both in the lineup. Both of them were hitting for their original teams. It was just so cool to see that, seeing Pablo Sandoval back with the Giants, where he won three World Series, seeing Matt Kemp back with the Dodgers, where he was a terrific player back in his prime, and seeing Ichiro back with the Mariners, where he became famous and became known as one of the best contact hitters in baseball. It's just amazing seeing them all back with their former teams. I guess their current teams now, but their original teams that they started their careers with. And it feels like it's like 2008 or something when they're all back there. But it's really cool to see that. Trey, number three.
My number three moment also came from the Astros opening day. And it was the, should I say glorious? It was definitely memorable. Display or unveiling of the Houston Astros banner, as it did not go so well for the team after the initial, you know, hoorah pull. Minute Maid Park and the staff and the wind, and I don't know what else factored into this. I watched the video after it actually happened. Did not go well. And let's just say it took about 12 extra minutes for some leaf blowers. There were some tree saw, branch saws. It was a lot that went into it to get the banner unveiled. It was a nice banner, gold, celebrating the Houston Astros 2017 World Championship, but a nice communal moment during the beginning of the year. As you know, ceremonial banners typically don't have the trouble as they do, but it was pretty funny to see in that kind of glorious moment some mistake occur.
My number three moment of the season so far is Shohei Ohtani making his pitching debut with the Los Angeles Angels. Of course, he was in the lineup on opening day as the DH, but the other night he made his debut on the mound for the Angels, and he went six innings, giving up three hits on three runs and struck out six batters. So a quality start for the Japanese Babe Ruth, as they call him, playing his first year in Major League Baseball, playing for the Los Angeles Angels. He's going to be one of the most interesting players to watch this entire season, as we really find out if he can succeed at playing as a pitcher and as a batter. No one's really done it since Babe Ruth, so it's going to be really interesting to watch him throughout the entire season and see how he progresses, how he performs on both sides of the plate. That's going to be one of the most interesting stories this season. Trey, what is your number two moment of the season?
My number two is probably from one of your least favorite players, is Bryce Harper's opening start to the year. He already's got three home runs on the year, and one of those moments included, I always love when a fan heckles at a player and then the player just shows him up. Well, during the Reds-Nats game, a fan heckled, said Bryce Harper was overrated, and Bryce Harper proceeded to hit a three-run home run. So Bryce Harper, already a hot start, of course, is a contract year, looking for $400 million, something the Nationals probably can't provide him, but that's going to be a story to look out through the whole year. But Bryce Harper already off to a hot start.
My number two moment of the year is also a home run. It's actually the first moment of the season. Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs led off the Major League Baseball season with a home run on the very first pitch of the Major League Baseball season. I got off work at noon on Thursday. I came home. I sat down and watched this Cubs-Marlins game. The ESPN broadcasters set it up. That's the Major League Baseball season is ready to start. Here we go. And first pitch, home run to right field. Ian Happ led off this season with a home run on the first pitch he saw. And there was a Cubs beat reporter in Chicago who said on Twitter that if Ian Happ led off the game with a home run, he would jump in Lake Michigan. So a few hours after the game, he posted a video on Twitter of himself jumping into Lake Michigan. So props to him on following up on his bet, and props to Ian Happ on leading off the season with a home run. And Trey, your number one moment of the season so far, I think I have a good idea of what it's going to be.
Well, both of our number ones are basically very team, our favorite team oriented. So my number one, of course, is Giancarlo Stanton's debut with the New York Yankees. Of course, the two home runs, one of which was an opposite field home run. I was actually in class for the first home run, and I just remember it was an awkward swing. It didn't seem right. I didn't think any of it. And then all of a sudden, I just see the ball keep going and going and going. And I lose my mind somewhat in class as one of my friends next to me is actually giving his opinion about a moot court case we were having. He's a Red Sox fan too, so it's kind of funny. But I'm like solo freaking out as I see a Giancarlo Stanton hit a two-run home run. And it just reminds me of how good this Yankee lineup has been and will be throughout the year. My number one moment, Giancarlo Stanton's two home run debut for the New York Yankees. Matt, your number one is about a team that hasn't been good lately.
Yeah, you could say that.
Maybe like since we were what, in middle school, maybe high school. And they're in Georgia, right?
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, all right. My number one moment of the season so far was on opening day. The Atlanta Braves won their first game of the season against the Phillies. And they went to 1-0 on the season, and they were above 500 for the first time since June 1st, 2015. So for the entire time that I've been a college student, the Braves have never been above 500. I was in high school on June 1st, 2015, the last time that the Braves were above 500. They came close a couple times. Last year, after the All-Star break, they swept the Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks were a good team last year. After that, they went on to play the Cubs at home in Atlanta. I went to that game. The Braves were hot at the time. They had just swept the Diamondbacks, and they were playing the Cubs, and they were even. They were at 500 on the season, and everyone thought, oh, well, they're doing really well now. They have a chance to make a run at the playoffs now. They ended up losing that series and playing terribly the rest of the season and disappointing everyone. They gave us some false hope there, and it resulted in disappointment. But this year, on opening day, Nick Markakis hit a walk-off home run to win the game against the Phillies, and the Braves went above 500 for the first time since June 1st, 2015. And when your team is in a rebuilding phase for five or more years, and they're above 500 for the first time in almost 3 years, that's a good day. So that is my top moment of the Major League Baseball season. Let us know, if you feel so inclined, let us know what your top moments of the Major League Baseball season are so far. Comment on Facebook or reply to us on Twitter. Let us know your top moments of the season so far. It's going to be a good season. It's been a good week. Lots of highlights, lots of good moments. It's going to be a very good season. And we're going to keep you updated with coverage and analysis and all of our dumb opinions on the podcast every week throughout the season.
And you can follow us on Twitter at @FoulBallArea. You can follow us individually at Trey Lyle and at MattAtkins21, as well as you can like us on Facebook at @FoulBallArea.
All those ways to stay up to date with the podcast, with all things @FoulBallArea. It's going to be, this is the best time of year. Baseball is back. I know you're probably excited about the Masters this weekend. I don't really care about golf that much, but this is just the
golf
best time
moment
of year.
Ricky and Tiger going to be the final pairing this weekend. Ricky Fowler's going to outduel Tiger. Ricky Fowler's going to win the Masters. Here at the Foul Bowl area, we are officially supporters of Ricky Fowler.
I'm not really a big fan of golf, but this is the best time of year in sports. And I have one last thing to say before we end today's episode. I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. This past Monday, April 2nd, was the one-year anniversary of the Foul Bowl area podcast. A year ago, on Sunday, April 2nd, 2017, I started this podcast. I was in my room recording by myself. I made my predictions for the 2017 Major League Baseball season. I posted on Facebook, I said, if you want to listen to me ramble on about baseball for 15 minutes, check this out. And enough of you did that I felt encouraged to keep going, and now here we are over a year later, still going strong. So thank you to all the listeners, the guests, the co-host, the RCBL for giving me an opportunity this summer. Thank you to everyone who has helped get this podcast to where it is today, and we're going to keep going. We're going to see where it goes.
Yeah, I want to thank Matt for allowing me to infiltrate his podcast, become the co-host somewhat. I'm on a majority of the episodes. I'm definitely the most frequent other voice besides the smooth talking Matt Atkins. So I've enjoyed this process. I've enjoyed listening to our viewers, hearing their feedback, and talking about this glorious sport that America's pastime is.
That's all we've got for you on this week's episode. I'm Matthew Atkins. That's Trey Lyle. Thank you for listening to the Foul Bowl Area Podcast. We'll be back next Wednesday with more coverage of the 2018 Major League Baseball season. That just is so good to say. It's just baseball is back. The season is here. I'm just happy. Thanks for listening, everybody.